What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Track Talk Podcast. We are your hosts, Emma and Hannah. We are back with an F1 75 recap. It literally just happened, so we're getting our immediate thoughts. No time to sit with it. A little motorsport roundup news, but like news roundup. But there's not much going on.
So I had F1 75 on, like I had it on my phone just playing at work. And I right off the bat, I don't think the host was good. Jack Whitehall, Whittle, whatever his name
I
is.
couldn't have the sound on.
That's fair.
So I couldn't have the sound on.
I'm jealous of you. He's British. He's a comedian, and I get it. But I also feel like not the best choice. Like this is an audience full of like F1. I don't know, like, yes, fans, but also there's a lot of professionals there. And it's just like maybe not the best audience to be cracking jokes. Like, he asked Lando, did you, like, how was the break? What have you been up to? Like, did you manage to find time to Netflix and chill? Weird question to ask a driver. Lando said yes. Which also get that boy's media training. But then he also just had like weird questions for actual F1 commentators. Like one of the questions was, I wrote it down because I literally was like, what the fuck? Like, what is he saying? Where is
I
it?
see. I think that joke maybe would have landed in like 2015 when Netflix and chill was like
A
a thing that
thing?
people said, but like you don't just say that these days. So that immediately falls flat.
Oh, where's I wrote it down because I was so confused. He asked about like the boot space of the car, like trunk space for people that aren't British. And
Yeah,
they were
that.
like,
I don't know what the fuck that means.
boot space means trunk space. Like, oh, I'm looking to invest like in a family car. Like, how's the boot space? And they were like, move on. Like, that's like they literally were not entertaining it. And he also asked, like, can they unplug the radio and listen to a podcast, or do they just have to like raw dog it for 2 hours? And like it seemed like they were not like the actual commentators. Like, these are the commentators that we listen to on Sky Sports or F1 TV. Like, I don't know if they knew that that was kind of the way that the host was going to act, or like if they were prepared for these really stupid questions, but the whole dynamic seemed really off and like so strange and like not good. Like, I don't know. And then he kept making jokes about Mike Crack, like his
Oh man, come on.
like
That's low hanging fruit. Like, we've been
that
through this.
we like yeah but the entire time is just like a mic crack like joke here. Every so often he would just throw it in, and I was like, hey, this is really childish. I don't know. So I was not a huge fan of the host itself. Like, right off the bat, I was like, this is not it, not for me. I literally took notes, like, wow, because I was like, I needed, I was on my phone, so what else we got? They hinted at, or the host, Jack, hinted at like Max and George's beef and saying like cheer up Max, like it could be worse. He could be sitting next to George right now, like really playing into their drama.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I like that.
Okay, that's fair. I will say though, did you see Red Bull's like actual release, like their launch? So every other team during their launch, they all said something. All the drivers said something. The team principal said something. For Red Bull's, it was Christian Horner that went out and said something. And then they had a really cool video that I actually really liked.
Like the video.
But then they all just walked. They just walked out. They waved, left. Like, there was nothing from the drivers. And I feel like,
I feel like that's to be expected.
yes, I think especially from Max, like he'd be like, I don't want to be on stage. Like, get me off stage.
I think because yes, Max doesn't want to be there, so they wouldn't have had Max say anything. And then I think it would have been weird if they just threw Liam out there and gave him a script. I think people would have been like, "That's weird. Why is Max not speaking?" So just to take the heat off of both, I think that wasn't like I don't even think that was the worst idea. I think play the video. The video was cool. I like that. Christian, okay, Christian's gonna say what Christian has to say, leave. Like, I don't, yeah, I see, like, that makes sense to me.
But I just thought it was so funny. I said this when I was texting you earlier, but with each of the launches, like each of them, it literally, see, there's the only way I can explain it is like when you do a group project, with people, and everybody is in charge of their own slide, and then you
Yeah.
put it together and you don't edit it to make it look like one presentation, and it's just a mashup of whatever the fuck each person wanted to do. That was the entire vibe of
I
F175. Because
think that is the perfect way to put it.
right? Because it started off with steak, but steak, I feel like, did not know what they were doing because they didn't really have an intro. They released the car, the drivers, I'm blanking on his name. Looks like Harry Potter. He's literally the team principal of Stake. Benito? Benotto? Matteo? Matteo.
What did you say about Harry Potter?
Did he look like Harry Potter with the glasses?
Oh.
What is his name?
Mattia.
Matteo.
Mattia Bonotto.
Matteo. Okay. Cut that. So it started off with Stake, and we had the drivers walking out and Matteo walking out like team principal. And it was fine, but then they all just kind of looked back at the car and like didn't know what they were doing. And it
Okay.
was just like they were giving nothing to start the show off, absolutely nothing. And then it slowly got better as it went on. But again, like each it was so just I don't even think it was like good because it was just like chaotic. And also, all the cars look identical. And do you know what I wanted for this? And I feel like a lot of people were comparing it to Hunger Games, but that is actually what I wanted. I wanted each of the cars rolled out with the driver standing behind them and like waving, doing a little loop or something. And then I wanted someone like insane, like Cesar Millan, think that. I wanted someone like that to
Okay,
go and interview.
you are so funny, Emma.
No, I know, but.
No,
Oh,
Emma.
Caesar Milan is the dog guy.
Yeah.
Who's the guy? But it's still Caesar, right?
Flickerman. Caesar Flickerman. I'm right.
No, you're right. But I'm just like, I don't even watch that Caesar Milan show. I've never watched it. So I don't know why that was the name that came to my mind. I'm not
An
good.
all-time moment.
That, I'm not good with names today. Anyway, but I want Caesar Flickerman or a Caesar Flickerman type person, just insane and like will say anything that will get the audience going. I wanted them to interview each of the drivers like they were like interviewing each of the districts. Okay. And like I wanted them to ask just re not insane questions, but just the questions that we wanted, like want to know the answers to. Not what I didn't want, whatever we had. I wanted actual Hunger Games without the killing. Do you know what I mean? I
I
wanted the
do.
opening ceremonies.
Yeah, I get the vision. I totally get the vision. I do think that if your intention is to sit the drivers down to do interview questions, you lose them immediately. Like I think that that's like they don't want to be there in the first place. They don't want to answer questions.
But you pitch it
So
to them like Hunger Games. You know what I
yeah.
mean? That's so much more exciting than just a regular interview.
Emma, I'm going to task you with telling Fernando Alonso that the goal for this event is Hunger Games
I
themed.
think Fernando would be in on it. I don't think Lance would. I don't think Fernando would have an issue. I think he'd be like, I don't know what Hunger Games is, but no worries, get me in there. No way Fernando Alonso has watched Hunger Games. Absolutely not.
I know, that's what I mean. Well, on the topic, I actually think Aston had the best one. So
Was
I thought
beautiful. I
it was
mean,
beautiful.
they played into the whole James Bond theme, which makes sense. And then
They
when they
were like showy, but like classy and professional and then historical. And I think that they just wrapped it all up in like a really perfect green bow. And I thought Lance's suit was great.
he well, I liked how both drivers at first we saw them like with their suits and their helmets, and I was like, okay, like if this is all we get. And we get all the other drivers in their racing suits, like I'm kind of sad. But then they came out after again, like in their racing suits. That was a quick change for them. Love it. 10 out of 10. Perfect for musical theater. So but like Aston Martin's was so good.
Yeah, it was very good.
I liked it. And this, you
They
know,
understood the assignment. And then you just pan to Lawrence. And I just, the immediate thought was like, he had no idea what they were going to
no, he had absolutely no
do.
idea. He was watching, he's like, what it whose check did I sign? Like what, who, where did this money go to? Like why? But they like that was a whole performance. I would have sat and watched 2 hours of Aston Martin.
Okay. I would not, but I respected it. It was definitely the best. Two hours
Was
is a long time.
There was I liked Williams, and I like how their whole their theirs, you had the audio off. I don't know if you were watching at this time, but they all came out to the song What's Up Danger. And if you know Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, or Into the Spider-Verse, do you know the animated movie?
Watched it, but the only song I can remember from it was Sunflower. So,
Okay, What's Up Danger is another one from that song, and that's like one of my all-time favorite like soundtrack albums. And so
okay.
it like that's such a good song. And I thought, not that I think Williams, I don't really align the team Williams with the word danger, but I loved it. I still really liked it. And so it was also that was like the first time it like hit me. I was like, oh yeah, Carlos is racing with Williams this year. And I thought he looked
Oh
really
my God, Emma, I was just gonna say, over under how many, over or under 5 times did the drivers walk out and you were like, wait, they race for that team?
yes. Yeah, I feel like each team, because each team was a new lineup, and I was like, oh fuck, great. Well, at first I thought it was I saw Carlos walk out with Williams, and then I thought it was Isaac, like from VCarb. And I was like, what the fuck? When did that happen? And I was like, oh no, that's Alex. Like, but it just for a glimpse, I don't know if it was my screen was just like bad quality, but I was like, what is that Isaac doing on Williams? Like, I was really confused. But
Got
it
it.
wasn't, it was Alex, and we're good. Speaking of VCarb though, I think they have the best livery and I think they have the best suits.
I would agree.
Like, it's so good. But the intro video that they had during F175 almost felt like a weird commercial that you'd watch before like a YouTube video. Like, you're just waiting to skip it. It was
Okay.
like it, I don't know who it was. I don't know who if he's a well-known figure, I'm so sorry, but I didn't know who it was. But it was someone just like it was like street questions, like asking someone like, "Oh, have you heard of Visa Cash App Racing? Like, what do you think of them?" And I've paid actors for sure, because like if you're thinking Formula One, the first team that comes to your mind isn't Visa Cash App Racing Bulls. It's not even VCarb. If anything, it might be Toro Rosso, but it'd be like Ferrari or Mercedes or like, you do know what I mean? And so it was just like a very obviously scripted video, and it was supposed to have a sense of like, what's the word? Like, not scripted. I don't know whatever that word is.
Yeah, okay.
And it just wasn't it. And I was like, how much did they pay these actors to be like, one of them was like, you know, they really, really have something. And I'm like, no, they actually really, really don't. I don't know. Like, it was just interesting to watch, my opinion.
Okay.
What else we got? What other are my notes?
So I thought it was interesting that they went in reverse order of constructors.
Feel like that
No.
makes sense.
Okay. I mean, I thought it was
Right?
interesting.
Like
I
saving
don't I, like I,
yes.
to me, I don't think you want to start your show with steak. Like that's my criticism.
That was a choice.
But like they're doing it 'cause it's in reverse constructors order, but like I don't think that they necessarily needed to do it in that order because you need a bang to start it off. You need like to start with Max and Liam, and they need to end with like Charles and Lewis. Like Lewis and Ferrari is like the big finale. Like that's what you need.
I get why they did it in that order. Like, it's just, I get it. But yeah, starting off with steak and them literally just walking out, I was like, you could have at least done like a catwalk or something. Like, they literally looked so confused. They did not know what's going on. Not the best way to start the show. And then I'm not surprised that most of these teams have the exact same livery that they did last year. Like, I wasn't expecting a new, like anything special. And like Jack, like the host, even made a joke about that, being like, F1 spent a lot of money at the O2 for the O2 arena just to see the same cars that we've been seeing for the last 3 years. You know? So like I admire that. Like that's funny. And it's true. But I don't know what I honestly don't know what I was expecting. It was kind of like Vegas or Miami, like their first opening driver ceremonies. We were just like, what are we watching? You know what I mean?
Well, that this is exactly
That.
the Americanization of Formula One. So, like, this wasn't for the British fans. So, yeah, I don't know.
I posted on her story, but the DJ that introed Alpine,
Okay.
did you see it? Or sorry.
No. Well, I saw it, but I didn't really like, I couldn't listen to it.
So for Alpine's intro, they had the longest DJ set ever, I swear to God.
Okay.
And it played into their motto for this year, which is like rise higher. And
Okay.
I'm not a DJ person, so already I wasn't feeling it, but I wasn't like, I was just like, whatever, this is Alpine, this is what they choose to do, this is their path. And then when someone DM'd us and was like, did you see who that DJ was? And I was like, no. His name is Brian Tyler, and he's the composer of the F1 theme song. And he also is a composer of like many Marvel movies for a few of the past Scream movies. He's in like a lot of the Fast and Furious movies as well. So like he's a very, very well-known composer.
Okay.
So I just said, I was like, I'm not saying shit about him. I was like, Alpine made I think a very smart choice to bring on someone who has like the F1 theme song under their belt as their DJ, but I feel like that should have been more incorporated into the set because there was no F1 theme. There was like audio pulled from like different Alpine radios, but nothing else like F1 related. So I was like, and also really no one knew who he was. So I feel like he should have had a better intro. Anyway, but I'm not gonna say anything because I love
Well,
Alpine,
I don't
so.
know if it's fair to say no one knew who he was. If so, if people were DMing you saying, "Do you know who that
It
is?"
was just one person sent it.
Okay.
But I mean, yeah, that's true. There are people that might just know who he is. Like, I would never think, I don't know any composer ever. Like, I don't.
Well, I would never think that like a composer of like these really amazing scores for these soundtracks of movies and whatnot would be DJing. I would never put those two things together.
Well, okay. So I looked him up because I had the same thing. I was like, what are we watching right now? And so it's called Are We Dreaming? And it says, I was just gonna read it all. Brian Tyler's Are We Dreaming is a completely immersive audio-visual experience that explores the universe and our place in it through exhilarating and moving music and powerful imagery. It's an explosive visual journey through space and time that encourages one to experience the height of joy and discover the meaning of self. So it's like an experience, I would say,
So it's more, yeah.
which I could appreciate in that setting. I don't think the F175 is the right setting for that.
That's fair.
But like I like what he's done with Marvel movies, so, and I like the F1 theme, so can't complain.
There you go.
What else? But I think I didn't have too many other notes about it. I was just kind of like, I did put on her story asking our followers to give us their thoughts. It's like really quickly, like we're recording now. What do you guys think about F175? So I'm just gonna read some of them.
Okay.
Alexandria says, I feel like they tried to promote it and give it so much, but it was weird. Fair.
Okay.
There was a lot of promoting for it, and I don't know what we got. Barista Josh Racing just said, yikes. Good for him.
That might say enough.
Yeah, that's yeah. McLaren really gave us nothing. They
I
gave the
did
same
see that
cars.
there wasn't much during that part. Yeah.
I like how they had their previous winning cars out on stage. I thought that was kind of cool, like a little throwback, a fun little throwback. But it's the exact same car that they gave us the other year. So, Jenny says, "The fuck was that whole event? It sucked so much."
Real.
She also said, "If I got her name wrong, I'm sorry. The Ferrari HP logos really need to go."
I agree. You know what? Or they need to lean fully into it. I know Ferrari is red. It's Ferrari red. That's their staple. Or, but if your title sponsor is HP and you want to do something, let's go blue livery again.
Delivery. I
Because
feel like
I
they
know
would never
Ferraris
they
are red. Like, I know it. And historically, I love it. And I know it. And I'm Tifosi, so I get it. But
or blue suits.
we want blue suits. Yeah. But we
Yeah,
want to do
maybe.
something. Like, I don't know. I guess they don't really care. Like, they don't really care, like, about doing anything or making a splash. So, like, I guess really, what does it matter if it's just red? But I don't like the white stripe across it. Like, the really thick white stripe. I didn't like it. I
And
don't like. Blue doesn't look good on the car. So I don't know.
they did, it's a darker shade of red. It's maroon, I would say, this year in livery. It's not like red. But yeah, there is still like a big white strip on it with the HP logo. And it's just, I am not here for it. And I was thinking, I thought about this in the car. If you're gonna have any logo like right on your stomach here, it should be Tums. You know what I mean? Like, that is the only logo I think makes the most sense right there. 'Cause it's so fitting, literally.
Well, look, the tummy is a big dollar sponsor, I'm sure. It's like right there.
But they also have it here. They have it right on their shoulder, the HP, and then down a
Okay,
few
well,
inches and centered another HP
yeah.
down on their
So if I
back.
learned anything, I learned when I was at Formula E, I learned up here, and for those of you listening, like boob up. Where you will be, where you are seen. I know that's on me, but I think y'all get it. Where it is seen most when you're doing interviews from the chest up, that those dollars are much more, or those ads are much more expensive.
So these ads on boob up are more expensive than the stomach. So
Well,
why even have stomach?
I know I'm kind of making your point for you, but they're a title sponsor, so like they're gonna have more than just one small logo up top, you know?
It, but they don't have like a big ass Ferrari logo on their stomach.
Well, I don't think any of the teams have like their big team thing on their stomach,
Yeah, so
right?
they shouldn't have anything on their stomach.
Okay.
I don't know. I
Again,
agree.
Emma, this is like a this is literally textbook Emma Novak. We're
This is
stuck
what
on
I'm hyper fixating on right
small.
now.
Yeah,
Yep,
yes.
the logo on the stomach.
Yeah.
Julia says, I don't know why, but Ocon looks like a new person.
Okay.
They walked out and I was like, I didn't really look at Esteban. I was just like, Ollie Bearman is so tall. And like so tall. I know like they have the tallest lineup. That's confirmed.
May have the tallest driver lineup ever, I'm
In
thinking,
history
in
of Formula
Formula
One,
One, in
in
the
25
history.
years. I believe it.
They
I do.
might. I don't know. I have no idea. But like it seems plausible because how often do you have one really tall driver? Never mind two on the same team.
Nicholas Latifi was tall-ish. Who was he with?
Was
Alex?
he tall? I don't think he was tall. Was he tall? Okay. Well,
Aston Martin gave us daddy's money vibes. Cool though. Like, yeah, fair.
yeah,
People like the
was the
V-carb
best.
livery. I love the V-carb livery.
Like the livery.
What is this? Oops, I lost it right there. There's no name on this app, but it says all that money, yet no one dressed properly for the red carpet. I didn't see any red carpet looks except for Ferraris and Red Bulls. And I will say, Liam Lawson,
I
red
think
carpets.
the I think to say that the red carpet looks were not good is a shame because Ferrari looked amazing. They looked so good.
Ferrari,
Any of the classic Ferrari suits?
amazing. I loved Ferrari. I thought they looked great.
Yeah.
Liam Lawson. Never beating the 90s boy band allegations ever. He showed up in
Cargo jeans.
cargo jeans, baggy shirt,
We had like a zip up something, like a zip, like a
blonde,
bomber.
blonde hair, little
Yeah.
those tips. I mean, they're not, it's not like blonde tips or whatever, but like blonde hair. And you know what? That was a choice.
Well, I
And
think it's fair to assume that these guys don't dress themselves, right?
they do not. So it
Right.
wasn't his choice.
But you should have the same stylist dressing Max and dressing Liam. And Max was in a suit. At least I didn't see his bottoms, actually. He was in a suit
Max's
jacket. He was in a
Max.
sport coat. He had like a sweater underneath.
Okay, audio disclaimer. I was my mic wasn't working, and now I think it is working. I just muted myself. No, we're good.
Muted.
I'm just gonna stop touching my computer, is what's happening right now.
Hands
I'm not gonna touch it. I'm gonna move this though. Hannah, if the audio sounds like shit when you're editing, I'm so sorry. I'll just cry. Anyway, Liam Lawson did not dress himself. Except Max Verstappen is now the face of AlphaTauri.
Oh, yeah.
So I would assume
Maybe that's the difference.
that's what he was wearing. That's my
Yeah.
guess. And Liam Lawson is not the face of AlphaTauri. Instead, he looks like he belongs on a cover of Teen Beat magazine. So that's what they dressed him like. This is no hate towards Liam. We love
No.
Liam Lawson. Like, where I'm excited to root for him this year and like watch him, but
Okay, but I think that the Woody Harrelson like Hunger Games premiere meme is too far. He didn't show up in sweatpants, you guys.
yeah, and
Like
he
it
looks.
wasn't red carpet attire, but he didn't look homeless.
And also, we can't
Maybe
blame
that's.
him. We blame the stylist. What? What?
We
Yeah.
blame the stylist.
Blame the stylist. I literally, okay, you saw that video though that Liam posted like last week on TikTok of him singing.
Yeah.
Like, it was him with his guitar. I didn't know he sang, first of all. That was
No.
news to me. And
Had
so
no clue.
I can't get out of my head because I'm genuinely just like, this man is not a race car driver. He is a member of a boy band. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's giving like Niall Horan, like in post One Direction breakup. Like, he would just go and like post lives and just be singing and on his like with his guitar, singing whatever cover with his blonde hair. Like, that's Liam. Do you know? Like, Lee it. Liam should be part of a boy band. That's it.
So is he the front man in our F1 boy band?
He is absolutely the front man. It's him. It's. Have we decided this before?
We have different opinions on the matter.
I need to think now because Ollie Bearman's there and I feel like he's a heartthrob. So, like, not for me. I am not physically attracted to Ollie Bearman, but I think Ollie Bearman has
You
the.
can't be. You could never be.
Isn't he like 19?
Yes.
I'm good. Hate this episode.
I'm
Liam
listening.
Lawson. What?
I'm listening.
Liam Lawson. I think Ollie Bearman put him in there. I think Lando Norris. I don't think he can sing, but he's got the X Factor, which is his looks. Who else? I don't think I'd put Oscar in the boy band. Charles? Charles has a musical, can play piano, so I put him. And then who else? I need one more member of this boy band. Who exists? Who's here? I don't know who's driving this year. Give me a second. Let me go to F1. Let me go to F1.com.
How long do you think it'll take you when the season starts to remember who drives for what team?
I don't fucking know. Literally the entire season. Okay. Oscar, no. Lando's in. Charles in. I don't see Lewis in a boy band. He would just drop his own single album. Max, no. Absolutely not. Liam's in a boy band. George. Russell would be in the boy band, and then he would get so upset that he's not the front man that he would leave. Kimi, not a boy band. Lance Stroll, absolutely not. Fernando Alonso probably manages the boy band. Pierre wishes he was in the boy band. Jack, I could see Jack in a boy band. Isaac, I don't know him enough. I don't know. Yuki, I love Yuki. I don't think he's in the boy band. Esteban, God no. Ollie's in the boy band. Alex, I could see Alex in the boy band. Carlos is too handsome to be a boy band. Like, he needs his own. He's his own thing. Nico, no. Gabrielle, again, I don't know him. I don't know. So, I don't remember any of them that I said, but that's it.
Well, when you were looking for one more, I was like, well, she's going to say Jack. I think Andrea Kimi Antonelli would be fantastic in a boy band. So I disagree with you. I think he's got like the cute Nick Jonas, like,
Okay.
look. He's got the cute Nick Jonas, like, the innocent one, you know, how the Jonas Brothers all had their different types. The
You
sensitive
think
one, that's what they used to call.
Kimmy is the Nick?
Yeah.
Who do you think out of all the drivers is the Joe?
Liam.
Yeah. Well,
The Kevin is the hard part.
oh, you know who Kevin is? Kevin is Fernando. That's
Pierre.
Pierre. Oh. I feel like we're just bullying them now.
Know.
Fun
Kind of feel
though.
that way. We have to move on, Emma. We have to move on. This is
We can
insane.
move on. We can move on. I don't think I have any more notes except Liam, do better. Liam
Okay.
Stylus, do
Well,
better.
Liam Stylus, do better.
Anyway, that's it. That's F-175. Speaking of Liam, when we were at we Hannah wasn't with me. When me and Boston were at Ford Performance, the event, like the launch that they had last week, 2 weeks, 2 weekends ago, I had the chance to talk to Christian Horner and Liam Lawson, and it was so much fun. And I didn't want to do like a just a question answer type thing, so Hannah came up with this game, and I'm really sad she
Well, we
couldn't.
told them about the game when we did the recap. You told them like what it was called and like
Yeah.
what yeah.
So we did this game, and the video for it will be out this week, I promise. I also have a
Woo! I'm so
photo of
excited. I
I
have not
put.
seen.
Oh yeah, you haven't seen it. I also have a photo of I took with Liam, and I realize I haven't posted, but it is on my Hinge profile.
That's hilarious. That you put it there first. Can you Photoshop me into
Yeah, I'll put your face on mine, and I'll just change the hair to blonde. Oh, you mean in
asking
it? Oh, we
what?
can both be in it. That makes more sense. I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to replace me. I was like, yeah, sure, no problem.
Yeah. Just remove yourself, actually, and add me. Thank you.
Anyway,
That'd be crazy.
I need to go to bed right now.
That's fair. I'm quite tired too. I had a moment today where I was like, do I have scurvy?
Are you a pirate?
Well, I just feel like I never see the sun, and I can't remember the last time I had an orange.
Okay,
But I do.
well, I'm 99% sure you don't have scurvy.
I take vitamin D supplements because I feel happier when I do it.
You
I don't
did
know
see
why.
the sun this weekend. We both were outside for like 2 seconds when we walked from the car to the door.
Was it sunny?
It was sunny.
Okay. I just feel like I don't see it enough. And today I was feeling not good again, and I was like, I think I have scurvy, but I probably don't, so nobody be alarmed.
No, you
We can move
definitely
on.
don't.
I probably don't.
No, you definitely do not have scurvy. Like, I'm not a doctor, but I think you should trust me.
Okay. I think it also, though, this is like gross. I don't know why I said that, but I think it might be characterized by like itchy skin. I don't have itchy skin. I have no skin problems, so I don't think I have scurvy.
Okay, can we talk about IndyCar now? Move on from your itchy skin and your lack of
Don't
oranges.
have itchy skin. Oh, sorry. We're gonna move on.
Let's talk about IndyCar. Hannah, you got updates?
Okay. I have things to say. Yeah, Dale Coyne finally rounded out their lineup. I'm like, how long is this going to take? Like, seriously, then last year they barely even did it because they just gave us a new driver every 3 weeks. And I'm like, what are they going to do? Were they going to do that again this year? Like, I was waiting. What happened?
Nothing, you're just funny.
Oh, thank you. I don't know what
You
I thought
didn't do
happened.
anything. You said every name correctly. I just like think you're funny.
Oh, thank you. I think you're funny too. I think that's why this show works.
Cesar Millan, like
Cesar Millan. We have to have a moment for that because that was insane.
I've never ever watched that dog training show. I don't even know what that man looks like. But I said it so confidently.
Really gray hair. I don't remember.
Anyway,
Anyways,
Dale Coyne.
so Dale Coyne rounded out their lineup. I'm not going through it again, but essentially this year. Rinus VeeKay is back. And that makes me really happy because I think that, no, am I what?
No, I was just shocking.
Okay, I'm
Like,
sorry. We're having audio issues. I thought you were having a moment about the audio issues.
no, oh
Rinus
no.
is back. Let's go.
I'm so happy that Rinus is back. I think he's a very talented driver, and I was sad to see him leave Ed Carpenter. Not because like
I think he and Ed Carpenter were like a great match. I'm happy that he's with a new team, is what I want to say. Like, I'm happy that he's still driving. Am I glad it's Dale Coyne? No, but I'm glad he's on the grid.
I think Dale Coyne has one of their best lineups in recent memory, with Jacob, Abel, and now Rinus. I think that's great. You've got a rookie and a vet. That's like you couldn't. That's perfect.
I don't
So,
want to see any rotations. I want to see those drivers full time. Do not bring anyone else in. Just give me Jacob and Rinus the entire season.
okay. So you probably don't know this.
Oh God, what?
It is rumored that Connor Daly will lose his seat.
I know. I saw
Oh, you
that.
do know this.
Except
Okay.
he posted that he is going to be at St. Pete's and everything is going to be cleared up on his next episode.
Which comes out tomorrow. We're recording on Tuesday night. His episode comes out tomorrow, Wednesday. We won't have that in the episode because this will be done and edited before then. But yes, he says he will clear everything up. I think, if anything, though, Emma, maybe he races at St. Pete's and then that's it. Because it sounds like he lost funding from Polkadot, which sponsored him last year when he was with Dreier Reinbold. Dreier Reinbold.
Dreier,
Yes, I said that correct.
Renbold, yeah.
Yes, when he raced with them with the Polkadot livery in the 500. And then also he did the NASCAR Truck Series with the Polkadot livery. So that was his sponsor. Sounds like funding was pulled. That this is the 11th hour, so JHR would have to figure something out fast.
I know.
I wasn't sure whether you saw that or not because you didn't say anything.
I did see it, but I was
That
kind of like avoiding it because I was like, this is fake. He's gonna race.
yeah, that's fair. That's fair. It would suck. It really would suck because the season is so close, and well, it would suck for the team and obviously for Connor too. And I don't know because he runs the 500 every year, but now Jack Harvey is in the Dreier Reinbold number 24 car, which Connor drove last year. So I don't even know if he'd have a 500 seat. I don't know if that had to be declared already, to be honest. I don't remember the 500 entry rules, but I don't know. This is interesting, and we will keep you updated, I guess, on our stories this week, but also I guess next week's episode because IndyCar shakeups, they are inevitable during the season, but this close to start of the season is very odd.
So it says
So.
Polkadot rejected the $3.5 million sponsorship that he asked for, except they did have testing today, yesterday, these last few days. Was it today? I don't even know. Yesterday?
Sebring, yeah.
So, and Daly finished second. He had his sorry, Daly had the second best lap time during session two and the fourth best overall throughout the day. And we remember, this is the man who got JHR their first podium. Like, I am hoping that he keeps his seat with JHR. Like, I do not, like, I want JHR to work with him to, like, find a solution. And I know it's so hard for these drivers to, like, it's such a money game. They need to bring in sponsors. But, like, if anyone deserves a seat, like, it's Connor. Like, I want to see him race so bad.
Yeah, I mean, it
I'm just
sucks. It's a
sad.
money game. I don't know if like it's a bit of an overgeneralization to say that if anybody deserves a seat, it's Connor, because like we see so many talented drivers that
I
don't get a
know.
shot. But
No, that's true.
I
Like,
do, it does suck.
there are many other people that would race and like be just as good, maybe if not better than Connor. But I think like we like just speaking just from us, like we've come to know him throughout this last year,
Yeah.
and like
Yeah.
we were
He's a
rooting for
great
him when he
guy.
was in the 500. Like, he's a great guy. He's so passionate about racing, and so to see him like be given his full-time seat, only to then see it maybe being taken away from him. Like, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, I mean, it just reminds you that like motorsports is a money game, and that is how it'll always be, unfortunately. So,
If I had $3.5 million, I probably wouldn't give it to Connor Daly, but I would think about it.
that's the thought that counts. Aside from that, this one I guarantee you haven't seen because I just saw this one today. Logan motherfucking Sargeant
Oh God.
back in the news because he lost his European Le Mans seat.
I
Yeah.
did
So
not know
this
that.
was weird. I wouldn't have known. Max sent me a text this morning and said, "Oh my God." And she sent me, it was a tweet. from the European Le Mans Series Twitter account, and it says IDEC Sport Racing has announced that Logan Sargeant has decided to withdraw and will not be part of the number 18 lineup for the 2025 ELMS season. We fully respect the decision of the American driver and wish him the best of luck in his next adventure. See you soon, Logan. And this coming out at the same time as the Connor Daly funding poll is interesting. I'm
So,
not, I don't know a thing. I don't know a thing. I'm not saying a thing. It's
but
coincident timing.
we could speculate that Logan Sargeant replaces Connor Daly at JHR.
If we wanted to start rumors, we would say that Logan Sargeant will replace Connor Daly and be teammates with Stingray Rob at JHR this season, which Logan and Stingray Rob would be an insane pairing. Oh my gosh.
That is such a true American pair. Like, you can't. Like, they. I don't want to see it. I don't need to see it, but that is the most American you can get.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he got. He's not driving anymore. Shit.
It was just announced today. So,
Damn.
those are my IndyCar notes. I think that's all of them.
I will say, I tried watching
Yeah.
Daytona 500 this weekend. Oh, my
Oh,
internet
Daytona
connection is
500.
so. Can you see me? We're good?
Yep.
Something's wrong
Yeah,
with
the
me.
day
It's
they
not you. It's me.
Okay.
Not breaking up with you, though. I tried watching the Daytona 500 this weekend. It was delayed like 4 hours
Yeah, I
because
know.
of rain.
I had shades of Indy 500 flashback.
Literally, I was like, I can't watch this.
Yeah.
Okay. I tried watching it. I couldn't watch it because it was delayed 4 hours. So I just caught like bits of it. But William Byron won, and he also like he won the Daytona 500. He ended up, yes, and he all this is the second year in a row winning it because he also won it last year. So I thought that was pretty interesting to win it like back to back. That's all I can tell you about that. I really, really wanted to watch the whole thing, but when it just kept being delayed and delayed and delayed, I was like, I have to get on with my day. Like, I cannot just sit
Yeah,
here.
that's right. That happened to me too. I had the time set out to watch it, and then I eventually was like, this is not going to start, and I have stuff to do. And so I didn't. I really wanted to, and I hear it actually was very entertaining once it did start. But yeah, that's what I got to say about
We
that.
can try the next NASCAR race. I put on our story, like, who's watching? Like, and the options were like, me, not me. I don't know anything about NASCAR. And like, a good chunk of people in our following were watching. So,
Yes, lots of people were watching.
so if you want to teach us a thing or two about NASCAR, I had Mac on standby to ask questions, but then the race never started. So I was like, I can't watch this. No questions.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Yeah,
so
no,
similar
that's
with IndyCar, you can't race an oval when it's raining. You just can't. But they have
But
these
you know what?
super cool big drying trucks.
Well, okay. I was just gonna say, you know what they are good at? Drying a track. But Emma, they brought those to the 500 last year.
They look
That's why we were
different.
able to watch. They're the same, I'm pretty sure. But
I don't know.
that's why we were able to see the 500 that day, because if it just was to dry naturally, the race wouldn't have happened till the next day.
Yeah, they have
But
to
those
dry the
things
track.
are effective. They are effective.
I know. Anyway, that's my motorsports update for NASCAR.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I fully intended to watch it too. And then, you know,
The
life goes
effort
on.
was there. The effort was
Yeah.
from both of us, and we really wanted to watch it, and we're sorry that we couldn't, and we will do better next time.
Well, it wasn't our fault, I
It
will
wasn't our
say. No.
fault. Just like
No.
Liam's outfit wasn't his fault.
Exactly.
We blame everything else. Don't blame us.
Yeah. I saw the new Captain America movie on Sunday night.
Speaking of Captain America, he did the driver thing and driver announcement for NASCAR for the Daytona 500. Anthony Mackie walked out and he's like, "Drivers,
Yeah, actually.
start your engines." And I was like, "That's Captain
Oh, I
America."
didn't know he did that.
Anyway, don't tell me anything because I
Huh.
want to see it. I've heard mixed things about it. Don't say anything.
Well, can I tell you? I'm going to tell you one thing.
You can tell me
I did a
nothing.
Marvel. I started a Marvel rewatch in knowing that I was going to have to watch this movie. I got like it's wild because I got 18 movies in, but I still have so many that I didn't finish before I started this movie. But the one of them that I watched that I had never watched before because it was never on Disney till recently,
The
I
Hulk.
watched Incredible Hulk. I had never seen it before. I needed to see that to have any fucking clue what was going on in the new Captain America. Just that's all I could say.
Yes. You need to watch that. You need to watch Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And then there's, I think,
Yes.
one more thing that you should watch before watching this Captain New Captain. I don't remember which
I
one.
would, yeah, I don't know. I for sure those two. I don't think that there was anything else that I like felt like I was missing. I had seen Falcon and Winter Soldier when it was airing, and then I watched The Incredible Hulk just recently. So those were two. But
I don't think I have
yeah,
time for a full rewatch of all these movies, but I
well,
will.
nobody does.
No, but you kind of do, apparently.
Well, I didn't get very far, but yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
I
well,
got
don't say
18 movies
anything.
in. That's actually far.
But I love that Anthony Mackie just walked out. He had this sick jacket too. It was like a Daytona 500 Captain America jacket, and I was like, that is a one of a kind, and I want it so bad. I will never be able to wear it, but I really wanted it.
Tasia got to meet him at the NBA All-Star game last week too.
He's everywhere.
That's pretty
That's
cool. What a promo for the
Marvel
movie.
promo for you, baby.
I agree. But you should see it, I
I
will
will go see
say.
it. I will go see it. I watched a movie, The Gorge, on Apple TV with Miles Teller and Anya Taylor-Joy.
Okay.
It was very, they had me in the first half, not gonna lie. And then it took a turn and I was confused. So watch it, or if you have watched it, please let me know your opinion. Watch it, form your own opinion, because I was on board and I was ready. And then it did a 180 and I was like, I don't know what's going on anymore.
Okay, fair. I have a question for you. Did you watch The Substance?
Yeah.
Okay, because it seems like a movie that you would watch because you like that like creepy horror that's not really like traditional movies. And I wish I can't do horror movies. I wish I could watch this movie because I want to know because
You
it's
would
so
not be able to
polarizing.
sit through
I
this
can't
movie.
do it. Okay, so I know I've been going back and forth. So no, I
Don't
should not
watch it.
watch
You
that.
can't watch it.
Yeah,
I
okay.
know you. You will not be able to watch it.
Yeah, I know. And I know I knew you would, so I knew you'd tell me one way or another.
I loved it.
Okay. You loved it? See, it's very polarizing. People either fucking love it or they absolutely could not even stand it, could not even finish it.
It was very jarring, and at times I had to like look away, and I don't usually
Really?
look away during
Even
movies.
you? Oh God, I couldn't do it.
You can't do it. Okay, I think we can end it there because we're just talking about movies now, and I guess we can end it. So that was a F175 live recap plus some IndyCar updates.
We are track talk.
Did you forget who we were for a second?
I think that we're on a leg. That's the only thing.
Okay, ciao for now.